Let's hope for an enthralling contest between these two footballing teams, one representing Africa, the other representing CONMEBOL and South America.
Possibly both of these teams will be the end of their World Cup.
It was do or die for both Nigeria and Argentina in Tuesday's Men's World Cup match, with a place in the round of 16 on the line. Nigeria, the underdog, was up against the mighty Argentina, led by their star Lionel Messi. At Buka, a Nigerian bar and restaurant in Brooklyn, fans gathered to support the team known as the Super Eagles. Big names were there, including the actresses Uzo Aduba and Adepero Oduye. They were among the many people in attendance, including tons of Nigerian fans, young professionals sneaking out from work, and a few families.
We don't have a goal yet, but we are very hopeful. I'm very hopeful.
I think Nigeria needs to step it up and be a lot more aggressive and show that they really want this.
We're going to kick Argentina's behind. And Nigeria will be the first African country to ever win the World Cup.
It takes time for us to build momentum. I think we've built that now, so I expect that in the second half we'll do better and at least get a draw from the game.
Nigerians, we're always fighting tribalism and all that, but once the World Cup starts, it's all love, man. Camaraderie everywhere.
In between the two halves of the match, fans place food orders.
So two akara, one jollof, one beans.
Yeah.
No meat?
No, I'm vegan. That's why.
Oh.
Vegetarian.
I think second half might prove to be the true test of what Nigeria is really made of. Because watching the game right now, I feel like I don't see the zeal and enthusiasm I saw last game.
That's Amayo, who came to the United States in 1978 on a soccer scholarship to Howard University.
My hopes then was really to promote Nigerian culture. And I'm very, very fortunate that I was able to do that. You know, so promoting Nigerian culture through soccer and through sports was kind of like my vehicle and my platform to do what I did and where I am today.
Today, Amayo is the lead singer and percussionist for the band Antibalas. And for him, Nigeria's success on the field is about having a place on the world stage.
Soccer, you know, football is one of the greatest unifiers in the world. And whenever a team participates, you know, in the World Cup, it not only, you know, sheds, you know, light to that country's culture, it also helps people from that particular country, you know, be able to, you know, expel their pride, you know, and then really, really show how, you know, how proud they are of being from that country.
It was Nigeria's sixth time qualifying for the World Cup. The last time was in 1994. They're ranked 47th by FIFA, and Argentina is ranked 5th. Amayo anxiously awaited for the Super Eagles to step up their game.
I haven't really seen, like, something really exciting from each of the players that can make me want to, like, follow that player and see how, you know, how awesome they truly are. So I'm still waiting to, you know, to see the true player out of the Nigerian team. I haven't seen it yet, you know, personally.
And in the second half, things did pick up. Nigeria's Ahmed Musa evened the score with Argentina.
I'm trying to reserve my excitement. It's still 1-1. So I have hope.
But it wasn't enough.
Mercado, that's a good cross. Brilliantly finished. A different noise around St. Petersburg now. Argentina are back in the position of strength.
The Argentinians scored another goal just 5 minutes before the game ended. Other disappointed fans who stuck through the end held out some hope.
Super Eagles for life still, you know. We'll get them in 2022.
As one spectator said, well, there's always Senegal.
You know, on to root for Senegal, the last, you know, sub-Saharan African country left. So hopefully there's still hope for one African country to get to the next round.
Senegal faces a tough challenge against Colombia on Thursday.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.